Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Well, maybe the Duke-Carolina football rivalry is back after all. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I guess you can rekindle a rivalry with one win in the last 10 years and two in the last 23. That seems to be what's happened in the aftermath of Duke's 33-30 thriller over the Tar Heels Saturday night in Durham. The two programs have been semi-sniping at each other this week while trying to get ready for their next games. Carolina's Shaquille Richard was suspended for knocking over Duke's Connor Vernon in one of the more bizarre occurrences you will ever see on a football field. Richard, UNC's Bandit linebacker, was hurrying back onto the field in a big game of hurry-up for both teams all night when he ran into Vernon, who was split out to the left side before the ball was snapped. It looked worse than it was. The ACC suspended Richard for one game without coming to Chapel Hill to talk to the kid and try and find out what really happened. That toasted Carolina Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, who stood up for his player, his coach, and his football program when he made that point clear in a statement. Larry Fedora said at his press conference there was no way Richard intentionally did it, and after looking at the tape 20 times, I have to agree with him. Carolina is in some academic trouble, but there is no way the Tar Heels have a player that stupid on this squad. Richard was obviously looking beyond Vernon and simply ran into him by accident. Heck, I once rode my bike into a parked car while looking at what was going on farther down the street. UNC fans are equally livid that Duke center Brian Moore wasn't disciplined for his low block that knocked defensive end Tim Jackson out for 2 to 3 weeks. Fedora did not name names, but he said he sent more than the usual amount of game tape over to the ACC office Monday. To me, that block looked as unintentional as Richard's hit because Moore was playing on while Jackson got turned around and hit low at the back of the knee. But the ACC may disagree there too, after having suspended two officials from the game for not calling anything on either play. Carolina is getting ready to play State, and Duke is traveling to FSU, but both camps are still chirping at each other. Sure sounds like the good old days are back. This is Archansky. See ya.